Okay, just to start off, you know, yesterday obviously wasn't good. Not here to sugarcoat anything. We've got to move on quickly, though. We're moving on to Cincinnati. I have not met with the players yet, have not met with the medical staff, have not met with Rick Smith, been just totally focused on Cincinnati, the coaching staff, and those types of things. So with that being said, I'll try to answer everybody's questions as good as I can, as honestly as I can, but a lot of things are – there's a lot of moving parts right now, okay? So that's kind of where it's at.
After watching the tape, would you evaluate both quarterbacks?
Yeah, sure. You know, look, I'm not going to get into this detailed evaluation, but you know, anytime you go back and watch that a game like that, it's never as bad as you think it is. And now it wasn't very good. Like, don't get me wrong, but there were some moments for both guys when they did some good things. You know, a lot of it had to do with. You know, the people around them, things like that, you know, sometimes they weren't protected very well. Sometimes I obviously have to do a better job, but there was some good and, you know, there was obviously some bad, but a lot to build on, and that's what we're here for. It's a long season, John. It's a long season. It's a 16-game season, and it's a progress league. It's about who can improve the fastest, and so we have a lot of improvement to do, obviously, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
You look back at you've had some bad losses in the past, y'all bounced back from. Can you draw things from that?
We've had a lot of good wins, too. We've had a lot of good wins. We won the AFC South 2 years in a row. We've had a lot of good wins. We've won more than we've lost. We've been able to deal with adversity. We've been able to deal with injuries. We've had 3 straight winning records here. We've got good guys in the locker room. We've got mentally tough guys. We've got a real good coaching staff. We got great players. We got good role players. We got leaders. So we'll deal with the adversity. You know, there's 16 teams that are 0-1, 16 that are 1-0. There's a long way to go. No NFL season was determined in the first week of the season. I can tell you that.
Decided on a starting quarterback for Thursday.
You know, those are all the things. That's kind of what I'm saying. We're talking about right now. We're looking at. Kind of waiting on the medical report, the final medical report, because I know we're going to have to deal with. I mean, I think all you guys know there were five concussions. So I would probably say that most of those guys are probably going to be out for the game relative to it being a short week. So we're looking at all those different things schematically, roster wise, all the different things that go into that. But yes, that's one of the things that we've got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback, both from a coaching standpoint and from a playing standpoint.
How do you view your decision on the quarterback? Who's going to start? When do you think you'll make that decision? That kind of thing.
Yeah, you guys got to give me some time here. You know, look, I haven't even met with the players yet. Haven't even seen the quarterbacks yet. I saw Deshaun in the hallway, but I have not talked to either one of them. So, you know, look, we're going to do what's best for the team. We always try to do what's best for the team and try to go from there.
What do you look at when you make that decision?
I look at how they play on game day. I look at, you know, what happened leading up to game day, you know, how they practice during the week, but mostly how they play in the game when the lights are on.
How do you look at your tight end situation when, I guess, 3 guys have concussions? You said most or all of you would be out in a short week.
Yeah, you know, it's National Football League. You got to figure out a way. You know, we're gonna figure out a way. Certainly not going to, you know, go into detail about what that might be because we really don't even know yet. Mark, you know, so, but I would say that, you know, all 3 of those guys could potentially be out for the game. I don't know yet, but, you know, relative to the game being on Thursday night, you know, that's usually the case, you know, just based on the protocol and what all the tests that they have to pass to be able to get back on the field. So, you know, I think that our thing as an offensive staff is to get that medical report when it's basically finalized, and then decide exactly what we need to do.
Bill, the Bengals have the same short turnaround for Thursday night. You know, they got 4 days. But
yeah.
How tough is it for week 2 to have 3 days to prepare for a game that counts just as much as any of the other 15?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, you get the schedule in April, so you have an idea. But, you know, the one thing that you can't plan for is all the things we're talking about right now, the injuries. You know, people say, yeah, we game plan for them back in May. Well, how do you do that when you really can't forecast – you know, what your situation is going to be for the second week of the season. So, you know, we have a lot of things to catch up on here relative to who our 46-man roster will be who can play for us on offense. Most of the injuries are on offense. There were some bumps and bruises on defense. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, but that's the NFL. That's what we're paid to do, and we need to go out and do it and do a better job of it.
Bill Fixon, particularly offensive line, just as a for instance, short week, is this just walkthroughs? Is this film study? Do you even get out onto the field just to stand out there and get around a little bit?
We'll meet today. We'll meet this afternoon, and we'll watch a lot of tape. We'll cover some things that we think could carry over to the Thursday game. We'll get out on the field for a walkthrough tonight. We'll let them go after that, and then we'll continue to work on a game plan as a staff. And then tomorrow we'll be like kind of like a Wednesday, and we'll get out on the field and we'll run around. We'll break a sweat. You know, I think it's important to do that. And then Wednesday we'll have a walkthrough, and then we'll travel up there.
Mann's playing. Can you envision him starting?
Absolutely. I can envision Mann starting. Mann's hung in there, played tough. You know, again, I think a lot of that will have to do with the medical report, John, if you know what I'm saying. So we're going to have to see where that's at. But I can definitely – I think – I mean, Mann started 16 games for us last year at center. So I certainly already have the visual evidence of him starting for us.
Regardless of who you have at quarterback, what do you have to do to protect them better?
Yeah, we have to do a lot of things. Like if I was to get into the details of that with you – that probably wouldn't be very smart on my part. But there's a lot of different things that we can do from a scheme point. There's a lot of different things that the players need to do from a playing standpoint. Everybody in that room in there needs to improve. We've been able to do that in the past. Look, it wasn't a good day. No excuses. You know, all of us have to do better, and that's what today's all about.
When you watch that tape,
you know, we just, I think defensively, you know, they rush for 150 plus yards on us, and that's, you know, we've been very, very good in the past against the run. And when we've given up that much yardage in the running game, we haven't won games, you know. And so all three phases, I did think there were some real bright spots on special teams. I thought there were some good play on special teams. But on offense and defense, you know, we have to do better. We have to coach better. We've got to play better. And that's it. I mean, that's what we have to do. There's, you know, we have to do a better job on defense of setting the edge and building the wall. That's what we're known for doing. We have to tackle better. I think we missed 10 tackles in the game. We have to coach it better. So that's what it's all about. That's what football is about. Football is about adversity. That's the game. You know, that's the game, you know, and you're dealing with it, and you have to do a better job. Every week you got to try to improve.
What did you like most about each quarterback when you went back and watched the tape?
I think Tom plays very calmly. I think he knows how to operate our offense. I think he didn't have, you know, I didn't see him have, when it came to X's and O's, any mental mistakes, you know. You know, there are things that he can do better, things that I can do better to help him. And then I think Deshaun went in there and made some plays. Deshaun's a playmaker. He can make plays with his feet. He knows what to do. He checked us in and out of plays. You know, he's got good instincts out on the field. So like I've said all along, you know, and I've said that Tom's our starter, and that's the way it's been. We'll see moving forward here. But, you know, I thought that both guys had some moments in the game that they did some good things. But we'll see moving forward here.
Bill, Deontay only had one carry yesterday.
Yeah.
I know he was dealing with an injury earlier in the week. Did that play any role in that?
No, he'll be in there more.
This is a little bit Captain Hindsight, but
question.
Obviously, you know, going into the
That's
season.
That's what it's all about.
Well, I know. But, you know, going into the year, you were, and going into this game, you said yesterday you were looking for a spark when you put Watson in. Since you were looking for a spark, do you maybe wish in retrospect that you had given Watson a little bit more reps with the ones? I know Tom's the starting quarterback. I know he was the starting quarterback going into the season. But, like, to make a spark like that happen after the first drive, it seemed like the rapport between he and Hopkins and some of the other players just wasn't there. And obviously, you know, when you're not practicing with a guy, like, that's, I'd imagine, something that would be natural.
Well, Hopkins missed a lot of training camp. So whether we had him with the ones or not. Now, I will say we went back, and at the end of training camp, we tracked all that. And, you know, Deshaun was in there with the ones quite a bit because of injury. He was in there quite a bit with the ones. Tom was obviously in there more with the ones. But we, you know, Deshaun was in there quite a bit. You know, I'd love to give you, you know, the exact stats on that, but he was in there a lot. You know, after the first preseason game, Hop didn't play or practice. He had a thumb issue. So this was, this last week was his first week out, and Deshaun got some reps with him during the week. So did Tom. Tom got more reps with him, obviously. But, no, so I don't – basically my answer to your question is we make decisions in the best interest of the team. Sometimes those decisions don't work, and that's why you got to go back, see what you did wrong, analyze it, figure it out pretty quickly, and again, it's a progress league. You know, we know what's going on outside of this building. I mean, look, I would say the same things. It didn't look very good, but we can't wait and figure, you know, take 4 days to figure it out. We got to figure it out now, and that's what we're paid to do, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Greg Mann could possibly start for you guys again. I mean, there's no way around it. You're missing your left tackle, three-time Pro Bowler. Do you think there'll be any resolution anytime soon to Dwayne? I know it's a Rick situation, but it's also affecting your on-the-field product with the football team.
Yeah, you know, again, I have no idea, Brian. I really don't. I really wouldn't be able to answer that question at all. I coach the team. The thing that I'm in charge of is what you saw yesterday, which wasn't very good, and we're trying to work better at it. I'm in charge of what happens on Sundays, who plays and how we play. So other than that, I don't really have anything to report to you because I don't know.
One more.
How much more difficult is your decision on the quarterback because it's a short week?
It's not a difficult decision. It's a decision about what's best for the team. So it's not like, you know, you're up here and you're just making the decision by yourself. You know, you try to do with every decision that you make, you try in the best way that you can to take input and then make the best decision for the team, whether it's a play call or the right guard or the middle linebacker or the quarterback. You really just are saying, what is the best thing for this football team this year? And that's for every decision that we do, that we make.
Play as his first game.
Yeah, no, I thought he did some good things. I mean, he can play better. You know, he's basically a rookie, and you know, because he didn't play last year. But I thought he played tough first time out there. He's a very good player, very good young player, and we think he's going to get better and better. And like I've always said about Nick, I think he's got a great future in the league.
Was there any hesitancy?
I'll answer the question.
Was there any hesitancy in making a game one halftime switch, considering 2015, and you mentioning that was a mistake at the time?
I mean, I don't remember what I said. You probably have it on record of what I said at the time, but I don't remember. I've made my share of mistakes here, and we've also, as a staff, we've made our share of good decisions. You know, so we try to in 8 minutes, you know, try to, you know, evaluate the first half again. Like I said to Mark, try to make the best decision for the football team. That's what we're all about. We don't make knee-jerk decisions. You know, that's just not what we do. We try to say, okay, what is the best thing for this team right now? What we've seen leading up to this game, what's the best decision? You know, that's with every decision that we make. So, you know, that's kind of what it was at halftime.
Did you know going into the game that it was a possibility that you would make the switch at halftime? Is that something you prepared for?
I think you're always prepared. You're always prepared for the number two quarterback to play. Number one, because something may happen injury-wise. Number two, something else may happen. The number two quarterback always needs to be ready to play, and the number two quarterback, as a head coach, you always have to be ready to play that guy.
Last year was your first Thursday game on the road. Is there anything that you can take out of just the preparation for a road game on a Thursday? Obviously, it's different with all the injuries this week, but is there anything you can take out of that for this year?
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul. Huh? Appreciate it, though. You know, look, every year's different. Like you said, you know, we've got a whole different situation this year relative to that game, Thursday night game, than we did last year. Different team, different guys, different injury situation. So, no, I wouldn't take too much out of it. I think, you know, look, I think having a short week in some ways is tough, but in some ways it can be good. Especially, you know, when you didn't play very well in your first week, you got a chance in a short week to have a quick turnaround and get right back on the field and start playing again.
How important is that running game to help an offensive line get over what just happened?
Yeah, we have to run the ball better. And that's where really I need to do a better job. You know, that's you know, we have to run it better. You know, we have to be more balanced. You know, what happens sometimes based on score of the game, based on injuries, you get behind, guys get hurt. Sometimes it's harder to run the football relative to that, those types of things, but we definitely have to run the ball better.
I got to do a better job. You're talking about play calling?
No, I wouldn't say play calling. I would just say basically use of personnel, design of plays, just some of the things that going into the game that we thought we were going to see and we didn't end up seeing that. And, you know, so just doing a better job overall.
Thank you.